السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم. Welcome to Radio Islam International. It is the program known as Screaming Reels. Every Saturday morning between 8 and 9 a.m. And yes, we are back in the summer months now. And you're going to find most of our people back out heading towards the waters, heading towards the rivers, the dams, the ocean, to do some good fishing. And of course with that you're going to find families out on picnics. You can, and now going into the holiday season as well, by next week as well. So these are all times that I know it's exciting times for our listeners out there. Lines are open, 011-854-1548, our engineer for this morning, Brother Ziad. And we say to our listeners as well that if you have anything planned, if you've been out already somewhere, like we said, whether it's fishing, whether it was a good family trip out by the river, please do give us a call and share with us that those experiences of yours. On the line with us this morning, we have Adil. Adil, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Mulana Sajjad Timur, and to all our wonderful, wonderful listeners on this very, very beautiful Saturday morning, alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Adil, how's it going, your side?
All right, can't complain, alhamdulillah. Yesterday we got some tragic news. My wife's Nana passed away. Mashallah, he's got a very good and Mubarak death. He was well into his 80s. So they are gone to Durban. I'm babysitting here at home. So the plan that I had to go and possibly do the program from Boskop, you know, had to just be postponed, unfortunately.
Allah Rabbul Izzah grant him Jannatul Firdaus and the family sabr, inshallah.
Ameen.
Adil, of course, it's been a difficult month then for you. It's now, I think, about 2 or 3 weeks that, I don't know, for those people that perhaps didn't hear about it, Adil's elder brother passed away as well. Eldest brother.
My eldest brother, Imran. Alhamdulillah. Last month, I had, you know, given him, I suppose you would say it wasn't a very long life because he passed away at the age of 55. But nevertheless, he did come on the program a few times, once even sharing a recipe with the listeners many, you know, a few years back when we just started the program. You know, but we make lots of dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants him in his cover, inshallah, in Jannatul Firdaus.
I mean, was he sick before he passed away?
He was, but sick. He actually spent the Eid with me here at home. And he was fine, and then the Saturday he took ill. Unfortunately, he got a stroke, and by the Monday he had succumbed to his illness and passed away on Monday morning.
He was a good fisherman, I guess.
Now that's the thing about him. I'm just thinking now, you know, before I came onto the program, that you probably going to ask me about that, and the only thing that I can really think about that I would like to talk about, you know, regarding my brother, are the fondest memories I have, and every single one of those memories that come to mind are about fishing, you know. And I mean, when he got married, I was only 6 years old, so basically, you know, he was like a second father to me, and he made sure that every weekend or every opportunity that we had, we were outdoors, we were, you know, at the dam, or, you know, going every holiday, alhamdulillah, we used to book at St. Lucia. And I remember for about maybe 13 years in a row, you know, every December he would book at St. Lucia in the campsite, and we would go there, do a lot of fishing, and lots of fishing memories, mashallah, with him in particular. He was a very, very good cook. He used to love cooking, you know, and entertaining, and anybody that knows who knows him or knew him rather, and understands when I talk about him, they're probably having this you know, the sort of memory of him making them laugh. That's basically what his character was. So we really, really miss him for that.
I know, I actually spoke to somebody in Lens. It was a week after that, and they also mentioned one or two things. So, like you say, I think now the most important thing is Allah Rabbul Izzah forgive him for his sins, grant him the highest stages in Jannah, inshallah, and make it easy for your mom and them.
Ameen, inshallah. Yeah, it is a bit difficult for my mom.
How many kids he had?
He had three kids. He survived by his three children, his eldest daughter, his son, and his youngest daughter.
Mm. Allah make it easy for his family as well. Children, wife, all of them, inshallah.
Ameen, inshallah.
Inshallah. 21 minutes past 8, you are listening to Radio Islam International. It is the program known as Screaming Reels. And like I said to the listeners just when we started the program, that it's exciting times for not only fishermen, but for the families out there. I mean, generally, if you're going to start going out your picnics and you're going to start going out hiking, many people go, or you're going to start going fishing itself, or wherever it may be, it's going to be now. I mean, when you have lovely, awesome weather like this year, And by next week, this weekend being a long weekend, then again, so many people might be having things planned out already. And then you have next weekend the school holidays as well. So I think many people are just planning at the moment, if not just out for the day, but perhaps to Durban, like you said now as well. Cape Town, different areas that our people are going to be going to. So our lines are going to be open, inshallah, 011-854-1548. We want our listeners to call, inshallah, share with us perhaps experiences that they've had already in this last few weeks that summer has settled in already, or perhaps intention that you have going out already for the holiday or for this long weekend, Aziz.
Definitely, mashallah, we've been seeing some good weather, alhamdulillah. Obviously, the very, very avid and senior anglers are waiting for what they call the first rains, you know, to come down. And sort of bless the water, if you want to call it that, where they, like Luqman has mentioned before in a few programs, one of the things is that when the new rains come in, you know, a lot of the stagnation and the dirt in the water starts to sort of move, you know, brings a lot of food, a lot of oxygen into the water as well, and you have, you know, the fish becoming much more active. But with regards to fishing in the last few weekends, or even in the week, because some of the guys that I know from Azadwal have been targeting Boskop Dam quite regularly, and alhamdulillah, they've been coming with good reports, you know, catching good-sized fish. We've been following quite a bit of guys going to different areas. Last weekend, obviously, you guys went out somewhere. You know, we need to get a full report on that as well. But I think the fish on everybody's mouth at the moment is bass, bass, and more bass.
Mm, yeah, it's like just happening all over the show. I want to ask you a bit more about Boskop itself, but before that we have Luqman with us on the line. Luqman, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you, Maulana?
Alhamdulillah, Luqman.
Allah shukran, and assalamu alaikum to Adil and to all the listeners also.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Luqman, before we going into, you know, obviously, this is a very, very important part of the anglers, you know, outlook into the forthcoming fishing season, if you want to call it that. And like Maulana mentioned before, lots of good weather, lots of holidays, lots of weekends and things like that coming up. One of the things we were talking about is, you know, that rain that we're waiting for to sort of come in get the waters ready for the anglers. But at the same time, lots of good fishing reports coming out everywhere. From your side, what can you tell us about what's happening at the moment?
Gee, like you mentioned, you know, all over the fishing is good. Whether the guy's fishing a carp, yellowfish, barber, and then more important, and just like you mentioned, you know, bass fishing at this time of the year is at its peak. So fishing all around is good, alhamdulillah.
Luqman, just a lot of guys are posting on social media, etc., you know, the catches. And I'm looking at the bass that's basically coming out now at this particular juncture, at this time, whether it's from Boskop or the Werp or, you know, some of the common water holes where the guys go fishing. And the sizes look very, very decent. You know, what's going on right now?
Well, what it is, it's, you know, this time of the year the bass are spawning. And generally your biggest females come into the shallows to spawn. And that's the fish that guys have been posting or guys that have been catching are those big fat females that are full of eggs and spawning. And it makes, I mean, for anybody that wants to catch big bears, this is the best time of the year to do it.
Now, Adil, earlier on, why I said I want to ask you about Boskop and Lukman, perhaps you'll from customers, or perhaps you've been out there yourself, is that, you know, as much as people are saying that it's just happening out there, but it's so strange that, Lukman, I'll speak to you, you tell me, no, Marana, we went there, from shore I'm talking about, not about nothing, and you say, listen, just for the afternoon, we caught ourselves a 10, 15, 20 fish. At the same time, you speak to Adil and you say, no, listen, but we just like totally blanked, or we caught one fish for the day. The third person you speak to again will probably give you a similar story of 15, 20 again. The next person, and it's not something that I'm saying where you're speaking to that guy that perhaps doesn't know anything about bass fishing, and now you're speaking to a guy that knows. You're speaking to perhaps those people that both know how to catch the fish, but just on a different day, like one day apart, one does very well, the next day the guy kind of blanks, and then the next day again it's just like up again suddenly.
It all coincides with your feeding habits of bears, you know, all types of fish for that matter. The guy that's catching well or caught a few, he just hit it right on the nail when the school of bears or a couple of bears were on a feeding frenzy, and that's why he caught. And the guy that didn't or did caught less is when the fish are not feeding. So it's very simple, feeding fish or not feeding fish.
But this is like a day or a day different, or perhaps in the same day, just a different spot, look, no?
Yeah, and besides that, you know, fish don't eat all the time. That's what people need to understand. Is fish, you know, they're not the same like us. I mean, you don't eat every minute of the day, you know. It's you have your meal times. And if you adopt that frame of mind when you're fishing, you won't get stressed out that you're not catching, because you got to figure out, and there are signs, you know, we've often spoken about it, when you see fish feeding, and one of the signs, like especially bears, is you'll see, you know, them passing bait fish on the surface, or you'll see fleeing bait fish, or you'll see them eating dragonflies or flying ants off the surface, or you may see them passed up on a frog or something. Then you know they're feeding. And if you don't see anything of that happening, then you know the fish are probably off or just relaxing a bit, you know. Although bears are opportunists, you know, they would fish or would feed whenever an opportunity arises, but there are certain times of the day. And during the month as well, you know, we often spoke about the best moon phases, because the different moon phases has an effect on fishing. And just to recap, you know, your best is over either a new moon or the full moon phase. And right now, currently, you know, it's we're in the early part of Muharram, so that falls under the new moon phase. So this weekend or the next week should, inshallah, be a good and excellent fishing weekend.
One of the things that I had observed from the reports that we were getting, and actually I'll talk about, you know, the sort of fishing club that they started here in Azadwal. But the guys were posting their reports, and like you say, some of the guys were talking about going and we're not catching anything. And the other guys, you know, that were there, focused more on observing the behavior, like Lukman's talking about, tried different techniques. And two guys posted, you know, that they had success on the water, but they were using a technique called dead sticking, I think it is, where they basically have an extremely low, slow retrieve of the bait. Obviously, Lukman will give us a little bit more information on that. But they were saying that at that time when they went fishing, that was sort of the technique that they were using, which was producing bears. The other thing, obviously, was we were here, you know, probably in our homes, etc., not realizing that out there in the waters, the guys were saying that it was very, very windy as well. So all of these factors, you know, sort of do play in as well.
Now, again, as you're mentioning something, this is what I've heard a few times, and like I said, this is why we have Lukman. Well, on the other hand, don't they say that a little bit of wind is actually good for the bears?
It always is, you know, bears, the moment there's wind, you know, what wind does is it brings the wave action on the water, and that sort of generates oxygen and makes them more active. You know, they're not so slow or whatever. So that generally a bit of wind can be very good for bass fishing.
I see. One of the things that you know, we're talking about in terms of the wind was, like Lukman saying, that it's good for the fish. But I think the problem is for the fishermen, that's where the issue comes in, because some of the guys can't handle the wind. And I know my opposite neighbor, Firoz, was saying that they went to Chef's Kraal Dam and they put the little rubber duck in the water just to try and get to the spot. You know, but because the boat wasn't powerful enough, or I think they were using oars, you know, they just couldn't get to the places where they wanted to fish because the wind kept on blowing them, you know, off course. So, yeah, I suppose the wind also affects the fishermen more than it affects the fishing.
I know many guys from Azadville going out that way. Is it anything your side, or you've been out that way?
Like I said, I wanted to go this morning and do some fishing at Bosco, because the guys here in Azadville, you know, a lot of the regular fishermen, they just going to Bosco at every opportunity that they can get. Various spots they're fishing, but mostly in the reserve. A few guys that have been to Tanglewood. Tanglewood is the place that we were talking about sometime. You know, they say they haven't been getting as much fish in that area because of that. But where the river area is in Bosco, that's been producing good fish.
Lukman, your side, anything, perhaps you guys been out, or any plans for the this long weekend or next weekend, all is Lukman?
Inshallah, this weekend, yeah, we've got some of the guys going to Dawup, and you can maybe give us some, give the guys some tips on what to do. And then myself, inshallah, I'm hoping to fish Mariko tomorrow. I've heard that some guys have been catching, so inshallah, we'll go give it a try.
Inshallah.
I think one of the things that the guys were also talking about was Disaneng Dam. Some of the guys who have been out to Disaneng Dam in Mafikeng, and they say they're catching quite well there as well.
But Disaneng, you know, it's also fishing very well, but small fish, you know, whoever you speak to is not anything to shout out about. Yes, the odd big fish is coming up. But like you mentioned earlier, now this time of the year you can go to any, whether it's Hazelwurp, whether it's Dawup, whether it's any whurp. You can go anywhere, I think, as long as there's water flowing or water in a dam. Alhamdulillah, you know, we're fortunate that the dams still do have water in our province, or where our main fishing areas, compared to KZN or even the Cape. You know, we're still there in dire need of water. So at the same time, you know, we must continuously make dua that Allah send rain, you know, to the parts of the country that need it most. You know, there is still, although we're enjoying favorable conditions, guys, especially Northern Cape, Western Cape, and like I said, KZN, and they're really battling. So we must continue making dua that inshallah Allah sends good rain for the whole country, inshallah.
I mean, inshallah, it's scary already. You just feel that, I mean, just a few months ago it was when our area was also basically in turmoil in terms of not getting rain and water restrictions and so many different things were happening at that time. And thereafter, alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent his mercy, showered us with his mercy, and we got some good rain. So the same way again, for now we should make dua that we get our good rains as well in the starting of the season, Kish.
Inshallah.
Inshallah, we should all make dua.
Lukman, before you go off, long weekend, and then like Mulana said, next weekend is obviously the holidays. A lot of people are going to be going down to the coast. What sort of fishing can they expect to do at this time of the year, if they're doing deep sea fishing? What sort of game fishing, you know, is basically happening right now?
It's a lot of a catch-22 situation. You know, at the moment, the weather offshore hasn't been too good from what we heard, you know. Lots of wind, lots of heavy swells and it. So, but the guys on the coast would know better. You know, it's better if you know somebody, or before you go out, you know, just phone one of the charter operators and find out what's going on. Because we haven't heard anything or any reports of good fishing along the coast, and especially we refer to Natal coast. There were one of my customers are going this week, but he's going to target mainly carricks off the boat. That's what he plans to do. And there were big carrick being caught, you know, just behind the back line and towards the river mouths and estuaries. So he's planning to get some carrick. But besides that, we haven't heard of anything. So the best thing is, if you're going anywhere to any lodge or with any charter, it's best to phone beforehand and just find out what's happening, what's the weather like, and what type of fish they're catching. But the reports haven't been too good at the moment.
Lukman, Mia, as always, mashallah, very, very good advice, inshallah. We will catch up with you soon. I don't know if we are ever going to be able to do that fishing trip together. You think something can come out of it?
Inshallah, nothing is impossible, you know, with dua and effort. Inshallah, it will come on.
He's got a freezer full of lamb chops there that he needs to fry.
We all do, inshallah.
Yeah, we need to go out, inshallah.
And for those that are saying, you know, that, you know, not everybody can go to the coast, you know, we've had very good reports on the Vaal River, especially. One of our clients was there on Wednesday. Between two of them, they caught over 100 fish. But that's towards the Poch area. And a mixture, it was a mixed bag of yellows, carp, and barbers. So, and mixed between fly fishing and a bit of spinning. So for all those that can't or, you know, don't have the time or can't manage to go out to the coast, I mean, you can quickly make a quick trip to the Vaal River. Although we've heard that the upper section of the Vaal River system has been heavily polluted, so, you know, just take your precautions. If you are wading in a water in that area, make sure you've got a good pair of waders or wading shoes or whatever. But try, if you can, go to the lower end of the Vaal River, which is Parais and Poch area. But, you know, in those areas, the water should be a lot more diluted, as they say, or flushed out, compared to where the pollution is coming in. There's actually in some areas raw sewage flowing into the water. So guys, must just take the precautions, but the fishing is good. Nice yellows, nice carp, nice. In actual fact, I spoke to Scout, the owner of Supercast, and they intend launching some new products soon. And they tested one of the new flavor floaties, and he landed a 15 kilo carp on the Vaal River, which is very big for the Vaal River. You don't, you know, normally you'll hear between 2 and 5 kilo, the odd 7 or 8 kilo come out, but a 15 kilo on a Vaal River is a big fish, and it was also caught, you know, in on a lower areas of the Vaal River, not so high up.
Excellent stuff. Lukman, inshallah, we'll chat with you again. Remember, Senior Dua, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
This one of the things that I picked up on our Radul fishing group is there's this bass fishing world championship, and Lukman was talking about the Vaal River, and it's actually happening on the Vaal River.
On the 5th to the 7th of October.
2nd to the 8th of October, yeah.
Okay.
The way in is from the 4th, but now the public, it is open to the public if anybody wants to go there.
Entry is free, doesn't it?
Yeah, but the thing is that they it's an international competition. Yeah.
So you have to be on your game, Martin.
No. The public is not open to the international competition. They want people from proper pro bass anglers that are coming from all over the world. They're inviting the public to come out on to the area. I think it's happening at the Emerald Resort, you know, on the Vaal River. And obviously the guys can go out there and participate in whatever activities they've got planned for them. So we'll see, inshallah.
I know we're talking about holidays and now this competition and now the Vaal. It reminds me now, I know about 2 weeks ago, I think you had something planned out for the kids, of course, and your plans must have been disrupted with the funeral in the family and things like that. So now for this long weekend or for next weekend, the holidays, are it?
Okay, next weekend, inshallah, we are planning to go out with the guys, the Shabab organization from Fordsburg, which is run by Jamiat Fordsburg. So we're taking 35 youngsters out to Willow Express. We are going to be doing our normal standard survival program with them, and obviously the ulama will have their programs for the kids as well. Lots and lots of Shabab programs happening at the moment, which is excellent because, you know, there's a lot of things happening for kids all over, which is brilliant. Our program will be from the Friday till the Sunday, unfortunately for now it's already closed because we've got all our participants that are going to be taking part, etc. But yes, we have started our camps again. We will be focusing a lot on you know, taking kids out, teaching them about fishing, etc. Mashallah, my sponsors have come on board. Brother Ridwan Dokrat from Sensation Angling, you know, and obviously Lukman Mia as well, we just spoke to now, has indicated that, yeah, they will be giving us some fishing tackle, etc., that we can use. So although the focus is on more than fishing, because it's like we said, you know, by now I think all the listeners know very well about the program that we do, where we take kids out into the bush, teach them survival skills, and you know, we run one or two fishing tournaments in the mix, and you know, it's basically an opportunity for the kids to get away from the tablets and the phones, etc., that they become so accustomed to, and get out into the bush and experience the true beauty of the nature that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created. Another interesting thing that's happening in terms of what I've been talking about with regards to this fishing club that we want to start up in Azadwal, and hopefully, now what I'm talking about now is basically just, you know, the very, very beginnings of something, but let's put it down onto the table and see what people from all the different areas think about it. So what we want to do is we want to start up a club where we've got our own constitution, etc., and that's from this area, from the Zabul area. But think about how exciting it will be if you have these sort of clubs from all the different, you know, predominantly Indian Muslim areas, you know, like your Roshni, your Binoni, your Fordsburg, Mayfair, Lanesia, you know, Azadwal. That's within the Gauteng area. And then obviously you can go out to, you know, the Mpumalanga area, the KZN area, where we can structure a system of tournaments where the guys compete within the area, and then winning teams sort of go up the ranks, you know, to get sort of like a provincial competition or a tournament rather, and then go into a national tournament, you know, and something that is organized totally by our guys. We've got such a lot of resources available, you know, in terms of we've got the radio program, there are websites, there's, you know, a lot of potential for this year. And inshallah, although we're in the talking stages, it will be very, very exciting to actually start something like this. You know, just to get the people with that competitive spirit within our communities to say, okay, here's something that I feel I can take part in and probably do well in as well.
Who's organizing it?
At the moment, you know, there's no... In terms of the Azadwal crew, we've got a set of organizers, obviously. I mean, I know Lens has got a couple of different fishing clubs there as well. So basically... a platform needs to be created where the club members or the, you know, the heads or the executive committees of the different club members can sort of get together and formulate a structure like that. Mm. But somebody's got to come up with a plan and the idea and present it to everybody.
Yeah, this is something interesting. But, you know, I think a follow-up is always very, very important. And if you remember previously, we used to speak to some guys with regard to this lens going green and Opa Fats and things like that. And you know, now when you think about it from that time to now, it's just like kind of gone flat. You don't hear nothing happening, no stories, nothing at all.
Actually... I'm happy you mentioned that now, because Yunus Mita, who we interviewed some time back, was very, very concerned about the local wetland area. He has sort of mobilized an action, you know, against the guys that are basically causing the damage there, which is the main damage has been the removal of the topsoil from the wetland area, and it's basically tons and tons of soil. We will probably get Uncle Yunus on at some time in the future to tell us about the progress, but he's also started a WhatsApp group which is, relates to, focusing on opafets or the wetland area and improving on it.
Yeah. Can I just stop you there very quickly? Sorry, man. We just got a listener, a caller rather than a call in. Let's go to the lines. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Mulana, how are you?
Alhamdulillah, how are you keeping?
Alhamdulillah, shukar, Mulana. Mulana, something that I would say rather sensitive that we can get you guys to talking about is the, alhamdulillah, fishing has been brilliant, everything else. But the guys that are taking out the amount of fish that they're taking out, and with the best season and the spawning at the moment, all the pregnant females that are being taken out, are we not considering the future? What about our lighties? Tomorrow they need to go fishing, the dam's empty. Are we, I don't know, maybe I'm wrong in what I'm saying, but I'm rather curious as to where do we stop taking out fish. You know, you hear people coming with 100 fish home.
Sure.
And
they're eating 100 fish.
100. Last week I got a report of 110 taken out.
Yeah.
In 110 fish, Molana, at this time of the year, you are going to, 110 bass, you are going to find pregnant females in there.
Definitely.
And I think we should be responsible to put those pregnant females back. I mean, bass is a lovely fish to eat, alhamdulillah. You know, you take out a couple for you, maybe for your neighbor, maybe for somebody else. But what about tomorrow? We're going to have no fish left.
I think this topic has come up so many times before, and we've always encouraged listeners, and I think what the brother is saying now is very, very pertinent and very, very important. As well, apart from just taking out the 100 fish, you know, I always tell Manasa that a good weekend for me is if I go out and I can even catch 2 or 3 fish, I'm like over the moon, because that was basically the we don't go catching, we go fishing. There's a lot more to enjoy when you go out into the nature and to enjoy the Qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes just sort of not stopping and continuing to fish like that, it sort of becomes like a madness. Maybe sometimes we need to just check ourselves as well. But yeah, very, very important. Let us also work towards preserving our waters for future generations. We see it already. I mean, when I talk about stories of my father's time, and people always tell you, no, in those days fishing was good and we did this and we did that, and we can see now when we go to fish, we struggle basically to sort of catch fish. I do understand that when fish come on the bite, perhaps some guys maybe
get it away.
That's exactly it. What happened? You're talking about Boskop. You know, the guys went and they caught a whole lot of fish, and the next day and the next week the guys when there was barely fish to catch, because on that particular day, I was present, and the guy caught 60 and he took them home.
Sure.
And that is a Tanglewood nature state.
Abdurak?
Yeah.
Or it's you?
No. I wasn't there.
No. I'm saying, is it you with us on the line?
Yeah.
Alright, so tell us, how was your fishing there first?
Master Mona?
Tell us about your fishing trip there.
Look, alhamdulillah, Tanglewood has always been producing for me. The Boskop is always an afternoon fishing there. Morning, not really good. Afternoon, fantastic. If you got a boat, even better. You go across the dam to the reeds there, and that's where all your monsters are sitting.
So are you going with the boat at the moment, Luke?
Unfortunately, this weekend I won't be fishing.
I thought I'll join you then. Are you serious, Gadis?
I probably will end up at rest of the vessel because I'm going to that area for a weekend. So okay. I'll probably end up at rest of the vessel, but I'm just...
Yes. Now, I thought if he's there, he'll have the chops and the braai ready for us. We'll just meet him there quickly.
It's not about the chops, yeah?
I'm feeling happy that I know who we're talking to, because his lady was posting pictures of fish that they were catching, alhamdulillah, good stuff, good sizes as well. I did tell him he must come on for an interview just to give us a run on, but now that we've got you here, very, very important point. I'm sure listeners understand. You know, a lot of people will say, hey, you guys are the ones telling us where to go and what to get. Yes, we're doing that, but please do it responsibly, inshallah. So, Jisaneng Dam, we were talking about it earlier on. I know you guys did the Sunning Dam, you guys did the Wharf as well. Obviously, Boskop was on your card. You know, in terms of season, in terms of catching the bears at this time of the year, how does it compare to other times?
Look, Alhamdulillah, Molana, you know what, Brother Ari Lezo, you know what, the thing at the moment, we're catching mostly the pregnant females, which are the big fat ones that are coming out rather easily compared to your male ones. The male ones are much much deeper also currently. The other thing that I noticed, this particular season, the retrieve has to be extremely slow. We were at Boskop, we were at the Werp. Everywhere, wherever you go now, the retrieve is very, very, very important currently. And that is a rather slow, slow retrieve. In fact, Muhammad was yesterday at Emerentia, and Alhamdulillah, he caught a lovely 2.1 bass there, 2.1 kilo.
Yeah, he was telling us,
yeah.
The Emerentia then?
The secret currently for this time of the year is the retrieve that is rather slow, or this season it seems to be, the retrieve has to be slow. The other thing with Boskop, I recall very, very distinctly that, you know, the paddle tail watermelon flukes were very, very effective. I've noticed now, as far as the monster bass are concerned, you're looking at your 6-inch Senkos. And the Senkos are working very, very well at the moment at Boskop as well. But that's obviously across the Tanglewood Nature Estate, in the reeds there. And yeah, if you've got a bit of patience and yeah, you're willing to you know, throw a couple of extra cuts, you're looking at about 3.2 up to 4.2. That is what is happening at the moment at Boskop. But on Senkos, not with your flukes. So yeah, Alhamdulillah, it's been doing very, very well. The same with the Hoop. The Hoop has been producing with Senkos, and that is the 6-inch Senkos as well. I had some other guys with me on the boat as well. They were trying their flukes. They caught the smaller ones. The Senkos produce much better. But Alhamdulillah, this year seems to be a fantastic season. It started rather, you know, with a bang, and they're good bag limits. But like I say also, it's very, very, very important, especially as far as the pregnant females are concerned, they go back into the water and we take what we can take. I mean, I had a report last year of some person that actually we were having a conversation, and this guy brought home 160 fish. The woman said to me she was actually giving them out until she reached the point where she didn't know where to put them. They got rotten. They had to throw them away.
Oh, my word.
Yeah, that's irresponsible.
It's like, yeah, it's very bad.
You know, first of all, I asked the question to myself. Is this a Muslim's behavior? And thereafter, we go on to humanity.
Yes.
I mean, do you imagine there's no fish in the dam. What's the water going to become like? You know, because it's all to do with the ecosystem. It disturbs the whole ecosystem. If we take all the fish out of the dams are just going to become dead. And forget the fishing, family picnics, everything else is really going to affect all these sort of things. So this has been bothering me for the last couple of weeks, you know, because we get reports from people. I mean, Boskop, 2 weeks ago, the guy took 60 fish. You look at the Whirp last week Sunday was 110 fish from one person. So these sort of figures, I mean, you know, we think the dam is big, there's lots of fish. You must remember something, we were at the Whirp a couple of weeks ago, and you find the gill nets there as well. So if you're taking 110, the guy in the gill net's taking I don't know how many, what's going to happen? We're depleting them completely. And the other surprising thing, Molana, that's happening now, is there's a couple of dams that you're actually getting lovely blue kerpers coming out. We had at the Whirp as well.
Yeah. I've heard about the kerper population at the Whirp being very, very healthy.
Yeah, but the surprising thing is, about 4 weeks ago, you're catching kerper. You don't normally catch kerper this time of the year.
It's still too early, actually.
Yeah, way too early.
Yeah, definitely.
The other report was on the, you know, in the Limpopo province, I got someone there as well, fishing for bass with the MEPs, you know, the Black Furies, the yellow or the orange. They were catching kerper. And bass at the same time.
Adil, it seems like Abdul Haq got a line out everywhere, my brother.
Abdul Haq is fishing every week.
He's connected.
I was, going with him every time. But very, very important points that have come through. Remember, we're not saying, don't take the fish out. We're not saying don't take the fish out. What we're saying is fish responsibly. That means if you've got your catch, put the rod down, you know, go and enjoy something else. you know, have a little bit of a... sometimes we go to the dam and the people say, hey, how was it? Then you can't remember what the dam looked like because you're so busy fishing. And, yeah, let's be a little bit responsible.
Yes.
So we can preserve, inshallah, for the future.
Jazakallah, Molana. Jazakallah, guys, for taking
my call.
And inshallah, you guys enjoy. I think Molana is really going out somewhere. I know this weekend.
For the invitation,
so, sorry, ma?
We're waiting for the invitation.
Invitation?
Special
yeah.
one.
Well, not this weekend, not next weekend. The following weekend, we can make a plan.
Right.
Inshallah.
Inshallah.
Okay. Jazakallah khairan. And inshallah, we all become responsible fishermen. And conservation is at the same time.
100%.
Jazakallah khairan. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum. Yeah, so we're very, very short on time. I know Ziad already said he's got to play out a set of games.
We've got like just under a minute left, that is.
Yeah, what I was going to talk about was, but in future, inshallah, I think I'm going to get Uncle Yunus Mita to come on. A very interesting thing that's happening at OFFS. And with this sort of formation of club kind of structure, look at Florida Lake and things like that, where the clubs have sort of taken over the management of the water, in the sense that you get a fishing license if you want to fish there, and then it protects the area. I mean, we can win OFFS back and change it from what it is.
We should. We should actually win it back.
Yeah, let's see where that goes. I think right now there must be monsters swimming in that water because people haven't talked about OFFS in forever, and I don't know if anyone's fishing that area.
No, there's some like excellent reports OFFS at the moment.
You see.
Excellent, so, excellent. I guess they're only talking about OFFS, raving about OFFS.
Why not look after what's on your doorstep?
100%. And then the fear again, like you say, I mean, whoever is going, they're going out in a boat, dinghy. Guys are going out with, very well protected and things like that. So it becomes a bit of an issue then.
100%.
You can't fish in that way. Adil, nonetheless, we've got to wrap up already. We'll catch up with you, inshallah, next week, Saturday morning, Adil.
Wait, you're very clever because you didn't tell us anything about the work trip last week. So
and unfortunately, very quickly, if I tell you, we were scheduled to stay for Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah.
We ended up only fishing on Saturday because my father then got ill and then he got admitted this week in hospital and things like that.
Oh, oh.
But for that Saturday, very, very good, Adil.
Now, is he okay?
Alhamdulillah, he got discharged yesterday and is back home, so... hopefully, now we got a kazatrap there.
Allah Ta'ala grant him complete and hopefully when you do a kazatrap, please take me with you.
Inshallah.
Mulana Sadatimol and to all our wonderful, wonderful listeners, enjoy the weekend and the fishing trips to come. We'll chat to you, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.